This week, we read the lengthy story of how Eliezer went about finding a shidduch for Yitzchak Avinu. The Panovich Rav once asked the Chafetz Chaim, why is it that the Torah dedicates three entire pages to the shidduch of Yitzchak and Rivka, including the entire repetition of the story, while there are fundamental halachas that we extrapolate from just one extra vav in the Torah? And the Chafetz Chaim told him something very profound. Imagine you have a son in shidduchim. So of course, you're davening with great intensity that he should find a suitable shidduch. But what if your son is a top-of-the-line boy, learning in the most prestigious yeshiva? He's a Talmud Chacham, a Bal Midos. He's well-liked. Everyone wants him. You have piles of resumes sitting on your desk. So you're still going to daven, but not with the same urgency. Now imagine your son is an average boy, but you're a multimillionaire. The Shadchanim will still bombard you with top suggestions. Again, you'll daven, but not with deep desperation. Now imagine if you have both, a top boy and you're loaded. Then surely you feel like you don't need to daven too much. It's a slam dunk. So here, Eliezer was looking for a shidduch for the best boy in the world, Yitzchak Avinu, the most eligible bachelor imaginable. His father is Avram. He's wealthy beyond imagination. And on top of that, he has Yichus. He's the son of Avram Avinu, the founder of monotheism, the Av Amon Goyim, the patriarch of Klal Yisrael. So you'd think that davening for Siyata Dishmaya would be the furthest thing from Eliezer's mind. This was as close as a sure thing as you can get. Yet, despite that, Eliezer davens with great intensity. He pleads with Hashem, Hakreina, please Hashem, make it happen. V'sei chesed emadoni Avram. Says the Chafetz Chaim, this is why the Torah devotes three pages to this story, to teach us that we're constantly dependent on Hashem for everything. Even when something appears to be a slam dunk, we still need Siyata Dishmaya. We still need Hashem's help at every step of our lives. Whether it's finding a shidduch, getting a child into school, or securing a job, nothing is guaranteed. Last year, my daughter applied to a school in Lakewood, and later we found out that my son-in-law was actually very good friends with the school's administrator from back in Yeshiva, and she was so excited. She said, it's a slam dunk. I told her, nothing's guaranteed. You still need to daven. And in the end, she didn't get into that school. What's fascinating is that not only did Eliezer daven, but Yitzchak, the Bachar himself, also davened. The Pasuk says, Ve'yitze Yitzchak l'suach basada. Yitzchak went out to daven in the field. Why did he need to go out into the field? Why not daven at home or in a shul? So let me share with you a remarkable story that illustrates this. A close student of Rav Shimshon Pinkus was married for 10 years and still did not have any children. They tried every school in the book. They set up Tehillim groups, challah bakes, tefillas chana, nothing worked. One day, Rav Pinkus calls him and he tells him, tonight I'll be at your home at 1 a.m. I'm going to give you a segula that you've never tried before. And sure enough, at 1 a.m., Rav Pinkus arrives and he tells the student, get into the car. They drive for an hour into the desert, far from anyone or anything. Finally, they stopped. It was 2 a.m., it was pitch dark, it was extremely quiet. The student asks him, Rebbe, what's the skula? Rav Pinkus tells him, step out of the car. I'll be back in 3 hours at 5 a.m. Right now, it's just you and Hashem. Talk to him. Cry to him. Tell him everything. Talk from the heart. You've spoken to doctors. You've spoken to specialists, to rabbanim, to organizations. But when was the last time you spoke directly to Hashem? And the young man davened and he poured out his heart like never before. At exactly 5 a.m., Rav Pinkus returns, and he picks him up and he drives him back home. A year later, the couple had a baby boy. Rav Pinkus was teaching him the lesson of Yitzchak Avinu. To reach Hashem, you must feel that there's no one else to rely on but Hashem. There must be no interruptions, no distractions, just you and Hashem. That is why Yitzchak went out into the field. He wanted nothing between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you're looking to reach Hashem, you will find him when you entrust everything into his hands. Karev Hashem l'chol karev. But you have to call out to him be'emes and say, only you can help me. And that is when we will receive our Yeshua. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.